nice win tonight for Scott City, 51-7. And second team got in there, got a lot of snaps, and the first time that they've been able to do that all year.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it was good for those younger guys to finally get a little bit of time out there, get some good experience, you know, for some of them that, you know, put in the time all week. And, you know, tonight they got to get in there and mix it up a little bit. So definitely a good experience for those guys.
Well, Scott City scoring on their first five offensive possessions of the game and really just taking charge of the game from the early on. And this is a pretty confident TMP Marion team coming into this ball game after their 49-0 win last week.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's one of the things, you know, Coach really, you know, kind of talked to the guys about, you know, come out and just stepping on them early, taking control of the game. And, you know, we came out and, you know, like you said, got the first five drives ended in touchdown. So, you know, we really came out the right way. We were focused. The guys played well, and, you know, it was a great win for them.
Once again, Assistant Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game after Scott City's 51-7 win. And you had a really great running game here tonight. Seemed like that was maybe the thing this week. You looked like you guys worked on in practice is pound the ball, and you guys did so over 400 yards on the ground tonight. And Paco Banda, second 100-yard rushing game in three games this year. And then how about a Wyatt Kropp? He had five rushes, three of those going for touchdowns.
Yeah, you know, with Paco, you know, that's great for him. You know, the kid runs the ball hard. He runs it down in there between the tackles. So, you know, when he gets big yards like that, you know, obviously a lot of credit going to the line. They did a great job tonight, you know, opening up holes for him. And Wyatt, you know, that kid, he runs the ball hard, you know, so if he doesn't need much room. And tonight we were able to get him in some space, and he kind of broke through a couple of little openings and turned him into big plays.
In the last three seasons and eight district games, Scott City's only given up two touchdowns, and one of them here tonight. But that was against TMP. They fought back pretty well after a turnover, and, you know, that's tough. But I thought for the most part the defense had another solid night.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the defense played well. They got stops when we needed them. They made big plays like they have been doing all year. Give TMP a lot of credit. They've got some players out there. You know, the McGaffin kid, I mean, he's a big old receiver out there, and he's able to go up and get it, you know, when so they kind of throw it up to him every once in a while and just let him use his athletic ability and go get it. But, yeah, you know, we'll clean up some things, you know, this week at practice, getting ready to go into the Russell game. But, you know, I thought they played great too.
Well, speaking of Russell, they lose tonight to Hoisington, 53-14 in Russell. And with that Russell loss and the Hoisington win and you guys winning over TNP, that clinches the district for Scott City. And 0-2 in district play, Russell comes to town next Thursday night, senior night, Halloween night as well. And, you know, it's another opportunity to get another win and get some more points and yards on the board.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's kind of a crazy week, you know, with Halloween coming up and senior night. We got a lot of great seniors out there. They put in a lot of time, a lot of hard work. So it'll be great to kind of get them some recognition. You know, so I have to make sure we stay focused, though, this week, have a good week, and just continue to kind of build on the last couple of, you know, the last two district games right there, and get ready to go, not only for Russell, but get the mindset that, you know, going into every game that we're prepared and we're ready to roll.
Well, a nice win for you guys on the road here tonight, 51-7 over TMP. And Coach Gentry, thanks again for joining us here up here tonight, and we'll see you next week around town.
All right, see you.